This call is being recorded.
So we're all capable of this magic. We need to use our discernment for good.
That is correct.
Okay. And it seems that, if you could verify this, that intelligence and curiosity are bait.
That is also correct.
Also, that's what the reptilians have been using is black magic. I read that. I am not sure that. I don't speak this as the truth, but I have read that, that they use black magic, and that's how they've controlled us. And they have that sacrifice every year that they use so they can keep the power of that black magic. That's why I was asking.
That is correct. You're speaking, though, of what you would consider as the cabal, or the Illuminati, and all of those. They do use black magic, as you are understanding, for they have these deeper understandings. They know these secrets, but they have used them for ill gain.
Yes.
Wherever they are able to. And to program the population in this way.
Yes.
I
agree with you 100%, James. All the time. Of who am I, though? I don't know it all, I'm sure, but I resonate with it.
Thank you, Rita.
I have a comment. I've heard through various YouTube channels and messages, the Pleiadians, the angels, the council, that now is the time for us to put away our electronic devices and go within and meditate and receive these downloads from the Creator, from Mother and Father, for our ascension, that it's helping us spiritually.
What has been given previously by the ones known as the One Who Serves, where they have spoken of these devices and how these devices will no longer work as you move into the higher vibrations, as the world itself, the planet itself, moves into these higher vibrations. The devices that you have now that you speak of will no longer operate in those higher frequencies. They will be replaced, though, by other types of devices that will be of a consciousness level, and they will work quite well within the higher frequencies that you will be finding yourselves in when the frequencies are right for you to be there. It is not yet time for this. It is time for many things, though. Many things have been spoken of that will occur. And yes, they are going to occur. They are already occurring. But these higher vibrational experiences that we speak of now are not yet ready for this.
Then how do we, as a group, how do we protect one of our own?
Just as you do in your guided meditations, as you work with the light, as you bring the light through your body, you see, if this one who would experience these shifts would protect herself at the time with the use of the light, with the use of calling on her guides, her higher level guides, there are many guides and they are not all what would be considered higher frequency level guides. There are many who are around her. There are many who are around all of you. Whenever there is an opening, you see, when one opens a portal, such as the use of drugs or the overuse of alcohol or any of these types of things can open up these portals. And the more that one stays using those types of substances in an abusive state, they continue to leave those portals open. And the more those portals open, the more of these types of entities and such can move through and then beckon to the one to come through the portal with them to experience on the other side.
Are the entities? I mean, I always thought that, I know there's an astral plane, but are they stuck there? Are they just not moving forward because they can't, or do they not want to? What's the story with the...
Please understand that there are many, many levels of sentient beings throughout the universe, throughout your galaxy, throughout your solar system, There are many more than you can possibly imagine, many types of civilizations, many types of beings of all kinds, mm-hmm. not only in your three-dimensional experience, but in fourth and fifth and so on, and many levels within each of those dimensional experiences as well. And as you move through these portals, you will move through these various lower dimensional levels to move into the higher vibrations. But as we spoke of earlier, you will be protected as you move through them with those which are considered your mentors that will guide you through.
I just would like to interject here for a moment. And one time I read an article, or there's a little book out, about this gentleman who left his body, and he was floating along until he came to this bar, this, where they were drinking, and he went down, and he could see all these entities trying to enter these people's bodies, all of them trying to get in there at the same time, because they had probably been alcoholics, and they had to go into these other bodies to try to get it, and that's because they were drinking, and they had that portal open for them to be able. It's your aura that you opened, I guess, for them to come in.
That was correct.
A true story, supposedly.
Yes. There are many such stories such as this over the many lifetimes that you have experienced. You see, many of you here sitting in this room, many of you who are listening on this phone, you have experienced these types of things in your past lives. You have moved through these dimensions in your past lives. You have done this also in experiences before you even came here to this planet, before you moved into this evolutionary pattern. You have had many experiences. So that which is happening now is nothing new to you as the soul being that you are. But to that particular physical expression that you are now, the consciousness that is within you as a three-dimensional consciousness is not quite ready for this as yet. But it is a shift that is happening. It is a quantum leap, as you might say. And this quantum leap is going to catapult you across these dimensional shifts when the time comes. We only wish to bring this up, and we thought it was very important that this one has shared this, because others will begin to experience this as well. And if they are not prepared for this, they will have similar experiences, not understanding what is occurring here. Again, it is as if you were to wake up within your dream state and be there permanently. Think about that. Mm. What would that be like? What would that do to your consciousness at that time? What would that do to your psyche at that time?
Therefore, it's really important for us to protect ourselves, constantly protect ourselves. If we're going to venture out, it's very important to protect ourselves. We have to learn how to do that.
That is correct. And if you found yourself in that particular state, as this one has spoken of, and not able to return, what would that be like? This can also happen.
We can also ask on Archangel Michael with his Sword of Truth. He's the one that we're, one of them, that we can call on to protect us.
Yes.
And the violet flame of transmuting it and stopping it is the way I understand.
Yes. Why do you think the Saint Germain has brought this violet flame to those who are ready to experience it?
Because he knew we're going to be experiencing these things. And it started back in the 30s is when he came in with his book, his discourses, because he knew this was going to be happening now at this time to get us ready and have us say the mentors, like the one about the light, so we, you are, I am a child of the light, I love the light, I serve the light, I live in the light, I am protected and illuminated and supplied by and sustained by the light. I bless the light, and he promised. If we would say that at least three times a day, that we would be also protected, and we'd also have a change, a shift in our life that will be much more of the light and more progressive in our growth.
That is correct. That is also words that you are using here. Now take those words and add the visual experience, that which is the violet flame showing above you and then coming down through your entire body. Feel that flame merging within you and burning out all the old, all that is not needed there any longer. That is the experience that he created here for you to prepare, just as you are saying, to prepare for these times.
Darlene, there is also a consciousness here that we hold, and it cannot have any power unless we give that power to that entity. We must remember to hold ourselves in our own consciousness, not to give it away.
That is correct.
And isn't it true that there are individuals, because I've experienced this in my family, that lose control, that become schizophrenic, that become mentally ill, and are unable to make conscious choices for themselves, and they find themselves deeper and deeper and deeper out of consciousness, out of reality, out of ability to bring the light in, out of ability to take control of their own lives. And the more they are ensconced with those types of activities, the less control they have, and then they're lost to us. As you were saying, they become part of the dream state rather than becoming conscious control of
their lives. That is correct. And as you have brought this up, that which is your daughter that you speak of here experienced much of this that we are speaking of.
Oh, I know.
And it was love. Your love, especially, that brought her back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any further questions here? We appreciate the time to come in and experience this with you. It was very important that this be shared at this time, because as we have said, there will be many of you that will be going in and out of these experiences in the short time ahead here. In this, that which is your 2016 year, you will begin to experience more of this. It will happen first in your dream state. Many of you who are not lucid dreamers at this time will become lucid dreamers. You will begin to experience this at that level and begin to function at that level and understand more and more what is occurring, that when you are in your dream state, you are experiencing a dimensional shift at that time. Mm-hmm. And that is what you are finding at those times, and why there is a similarity in many respects to that which is your current state, your current waking state, but yet it is slightly different at times, is it not? It is slightly a little bit off. But you will experience this more and more, and these shifts will happen more and more often as you are moving through this year, your current year here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, this is Marita from Alaska. Can I ask you? I must have come in late. My time, I came in at 10 o'clock and you'd already started, so I missed the part of how you move through these dimensional shifts. Could you repeat that just briefly for me? If I find myself in a lucid dream state, what am I? You said follow the curve rather than the angles. Does that mean just follow light rather than shapes?
Not so much. There is that which is the shifting through these dimensional experiences. And as you move through these, if you are not prepared for this change, these changes that are coming, and you are moving through these shifts without being prepared and without protection, you will find yourself moving along what are called the angles within these different dimensions, the angles within this astral space. Those of you that have worked with out-of-body experience in the past, you have been protected in this way because you have been shown how to protect yourself. You have not moved out into the darkness without the light. You must always have the light with you. This is paramount. Those entities, those beings that operate within those other shifting experiences cannot operate within the light. They cannot have the light. If you bring your light with you as you move through these shifts, you will be more protected. But we again reiterate here not to do this without those who guide you or would guide you to move through these experiences without chance of harm here. Because there is, on the other side, a great deal of danger, we would say, without the protection needed.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. There are those forces of darkness. There are those of the dark brotherhood that wait for an unsuspecting one coming from this three-dimensional experience and moving into their level of experience, and then they can hold and trap you. And the next thing you know, they come back with you, and they will move back into your body and begin to take over as they are allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
Do not wish to frighten you with this, but we wish you to understand that this is the reason why these mentors are here and coming.
We have to give them permission to do that, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joanna, all I can remember from the Thoth material, the Emerald Tablets, is